在车上发现的事情是
that Yaliang's husband Yan, is that right?
我的先生
Yeah. That he listens every day to a radio program called Discover the Word.
我的先生每天早晨九点钟都准时去收听他在网上的教导。
And it is a program that teaches the scriptures every day on the radio. And it's what station and AM 590.
Yeah, AM 590. 每天早晨九点钟 ，Discover the Word 就是发掘神的话语，有 Alice 的教导。
Did you go ahead and tell them that? Yeah, okay. And there are three of us that have been teaching the Bible for 23 years every day on the radio for 15 minutes every day.
他们三个人，每个人都有二十多年的教学经验，在这个15分钟的广播里教导神的话语。
You know, this is fun.
非常有趣。
I have absolutely...I have absolutely no idea what she's saying.
Oh, it's above my mic.
Oh, I mean, before. All I know is that it takes a long time to say it.
Right, because there's a lot of adjectives to your
Many years ago, well, not that many years ago, I was teaching in Central Asia in Kyrgyzstan.
很多年前我在中亚一个俄国的小国家里那边教导圣经
Yeah, and I think so. And I was translated into Russian, but my students were from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan.
我是在德国用被我的教导被翻译成德文，但是我知道俄文，但是我知道我的听众里是从卡基斯坦，就是很多阿拉伯国家。
Uzbekistan, yeah. Can you imagine how long it took to say anything when I would say it in English, the translator would say it in Russian, and then other translators would put it into Uzbek, Kazakh, or Kyrgyz?
所以他在那讲到他用英文讲嘛旁边的翻译翻成俄文然后还有别的翻译再翻成各种别的国家的语言我讲不出来了
But I know that it takes twice as long to say it in Russian as it does in English
我知道俄文用比英文要长一倍
Yeah, okay Now I'm going to get serious, okay
好现在我们开始严肃一点
Have you ever watched a small childin a playroom faced with blocks.
你有没有看到小孩子在他的房间里玩积木?
And you watch the child putting these blocks carefully together.
你看见一个小孩子就是很仔细的把它堆起来。
And everything seems to be moving along well.
看起来一切都很好。
And then another kid comes along and does this.
但是旁边一个孩子来了，就这样一把把他都打翻。
I think that is, oh, whoop, I've got the thing right here. that is a microcosm of the world in which we live.
我们现在周围的环境就像是一个这个世界的缩影。
It's not the world God created in the beginning, but it is what has become of God's grand experiment.
神本来不是要把世界造成这个样子，但现在这个世界成为神的大实验。
You may bristle at the term grand experiment applied to God, and I think you should.
或许你会觉得大实验这个字好像很奇怪也应该是觉得奇怪
It's not as if God did not know what would happen
并不是说神不知道会发生什么事
But even knowing what would happen, he chose to move forward with a grand design.
而是说神知道所有可能发生的事，而且他还会让事情按照他的总体规划进行。
God gave the first man and the first woman an extraordinary gift.
神给他第一次创造的一个男人和女人一个奇特的礼物。
He gave them the power of choice.
给了他们选择的能力。
They could choose whether to stay in a relationship with God or to go their own independent way.
他们可以选择跟神有关系，也可以选择离开神。
This was an amazing gift that God had given.
这是一个很奇特的礼物。
And most of you know what happened to that choice.
你们都知道这个礼物后来带出什么结果。
A talking snake convinced Eve that her second-hand information about a certain tree in the garden was not a good thing.
一个会说话的蛇来告诉亚当，哦，这个有一个树，
Okay, and I'm never sure when she's finished, so. Convinced by the snake, Eve took a piece of the fruit, gave some to her husband standing by her, and they both ate it.
亚当夏娃听信了蛇所说的这个树可以让他们变更聪明，她和她的先生就一起来吃了这个树上的果子。
They had decided to go against God's command.
他们就这样背逆了神的命令。
Now, I don't know about you, but I have wondered why God did that.
我不知道你会怎样，我一直会怀疑说，哎，我一直在想说，神为什么要这样做？
Was it some game that God was playing with this first man and woman?
神是不是在跟这个第一个受造的男人和女人开玩笑啊？
And the answer to that is no.
当然回答是不是。
It was an absolutely essential part of what we learn about ourselves in Genesis 1:27.
在创世纪一章二十七节，我们通过这节经文学习到看到我们自己的状况。
God created every one of us, both woman and man, in the divine image.
神按照他的自己形象创造了男人和女人。
Every day of your life, you carry about in your body and in your soul the image of God.
每一天在你的身体和灵魂里都带着神的形象。
We are God's representatives in the world.
我们就是神在这个世界的代言人。
So, how does that link to that tree in the middle of the garden?
那所有一切跟园中的那棵树有什么关系？
A part of being created in God's image is that we have been given the power to choose.
神按照他的形象造人，并给了我们选择的能力。
We live in a world filled with alternatives, and God allows us to choose which direction we will go.
我们在这个世界里充满了选择。
And this, sorry.
神允许我们有选择前面方向的。
And this happens on any given day, it happens all the time. We have the power to choose.
每一天，每一时刻都是这样，我们有选择的能力。
So, what's the big deal with that?
那又怎么样呢？
In the heart of the universe, the stars move predictably in their cycles.
在宇宙的中心，各恒星按照它们自己的轨道运行。
Springtime and harvest are fixed in the natural course of things.
春季和秋收也都按照自然律发
生。All nature is programmed to respond as God designed it to respond.
自然界都按照神的设计做出回应。
Birds fly.
鸟儿飞。
Fish swim.
鱼儿游。
Deer run.
鹿儿跑。
But in the middle of all creation stand a man and a woman who have been created with a difference.
但是在所有受造之物中有一个男人和女人，他们受造奇特。
They can choose.
他们可以选择。
They can choose to love God and obey Him.
他们可以选择爱神，顺服神。
Or they can choose to turn their backs on God and go their own independent way.
他们也可以选择背逆神，偏行己路。
We, as those who have come from that first pair, are one unprogrammed element in the universe.
我们就是从这个男人和女人繁衍出来的，有自由度的一群人。
And God validated choice, and He validated His image in us by giving us the power to choose.
神给了我们选择，也因着我们有选择的能力，神的形象更加显明在我们身上。
That tree was in the garden in order to give Adam and Eve the opportunity.To choose to obey God voluntarily, to keep themselves in fellowship with their Creator.
那棵在园中的树就是给亚当和夏娃一个选择，让他们选择是顺服神还是背逆神。
It turns out that all of our choices, all of our loves, are bound up in choice.
你知道吗？爱都是可以有多重选择的。
Without the power to choose, to say that we love has no meaning.
如果没有选择性的话，爱就失去了意义。
We can demand obedience, but we can't demand love.
我们可以强迫别人顺服自己，但是不可以强迫别人爱自己。
Those of you who have had children, you know that you can tell them they must do a certain thing.
你们中间有孩子的人都知道说，你会命令你的孩子去做一些事。
But you cannot make them love you.
但是你没有让办法让他们爱你。
And that tree gave Eve and Adam the opportunity to love God meaningfully.
所以伊甸园中的那棵树就是亚当和夏娃有意义地表达他们对神的爱。
The word love has no meaning if we have no choice not to love.
倘若没有选择不去爱的话，那么去爱就失去了意义。
So today we inhabit a world shot through with sin and with evil on every hand.
在这个世界里满了邪恶和罪。
People down through all of the ages have chosen to use their God-given freedom to choose to go in ways that lead away from God.
在历史上一再上演人背逆神，选择又行在最终的状况。
So we see the firstborn son of Adam and Eve choosing to murder his little brother.
所以我们看到亚当和夏娃的第一双儿子就，弟弟哥哥杀了弟弟。
And when we turn the early chapters of the book of Genesis, we find already by chapter 5 that the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
我们不用看得很远，直到创世纪第五章和六章，我们就看到上面说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思念的尽都是恶。
And the huge story in the Bible is of people who repeatedly choose or have chosen against God to go in a direction that leads to death.
圣经也一直记录着人背逆神，选择离开神的故事。
But the long Bible story is also the story of God's love and God's efforts to bring good out of evil.Without violating that part of His image in us, the power to choose.
整本圣经所讲的故事也可以概括为神在不违反我们有自由选择这个原则下，因为自由选择可以表现神他的更好现的表现神的形象。那同时呢，神在用爱和努力将美好的从人性的邪恶中带出来。
Now you know it took a lot longer to say it in Chinese than it took me to say it in English. Translate that.
他说，中文化的时间比他的英文长。But really, your English is a lot better than my Chinese. 但是我跟他说，实在他的英文太好，我的中文要花多倍的时间做那个字才好，觉得才能表达准确。
In in a sense, when God created us with the power to choose, he tied his own hands.
从某种意义上说，当神赋予我们选择的时候，他就将自己的手也约束住了。
God will not force love. He cannot force love, because when it is forced, it is not love. And the very nature of God is love.
神不会也不愿意强迫我们去爱，因为强迫出来的不是真爱。那神的本质，他就是爱。
Do you see how this power of choice is wrapped up in our being created in God's image?
你有没有看到我们有选择这个能力是怎样能够体现神他自己的？
But at the end of the story, in Revelation 21, we learn that God is in the process of making all things new.
我们这个故事的末了记录在启示录的21章。我们知道神会将一切都更新。
It's a time when he will wipe away every tear from our eyes because there will no longer be death, sorrow, or crying.
他会抹去我们所有的眼泪，因为在他那里没有死亡、悲伤和哀嚎。
But right now, we're in the middle of the story when people still turn away from God and use their power of choice to do evil things.
但现在我们仍处在这个故事的进行当中，人仍旧可以选择背逆神来去作恶。
Those of you who know the history in the Bible, the story of the Bible, know that God worked with one person after another, after another, after another, to change and make bad things become good.
如果我们都很熟悉圣经的话，你就可以看见神通过一个人，又一个人，又一个人，来想把人类改造得更好。
He started with Noah. And because it was necessary to destroy people who had become so evil.
他用了挪亚，因为那时候世人都邪恶，必须被毁掉。
But people in another generation after Noah turned away from God.
但是只要挪亚的下一代又去背逆神。
So then he chose Abraham.
然后他又选了亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham was to begin a new group of people that would worship the one true God.
亚伯拉罕应该是一代人的父，能够建立一族人，可以就是单单的来敬拜神。
But his descendants turned away from God in many cases, so much so that in a number of generations they ended up in slavery in Egypt.
但是我们知道亚伯拉罕的后代也背逆了神，直到很多年后他们在埃及地被掳成为奴隶。
And it was not only when the people cried out to God that he sent them Moses.
当人来呼求神的时候，神赐给他们摩西。
But could the people of God that had been brought miraculously out of slavery in Egypt go straight to the promised land?
但是神用大能和奇迹从埃及地带出来的人，可以就这样一下就进入迦南美地吗？
Because of unbelief, because of lack of faith, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
但是因着不信，因着他们的悖逆，他们在旷野地又巡回了四十多年。
An entire generation had to die in the wilderness because of unbelief.
因着不信，整整一代人要死在旷野地。
And finally, under a new leader, Joshua, the people were able to enter the promised land.
最后，由着约书亚的带领，这下一代人进入了应许之地。
But over the centuries that followed, again and again, kings, priests and other leaders turned away from the true God.
在那之后，历代的王、历代的祭司和各样的领袖们，他们也一再上演着背逆神的故事。
They refused to worship God, and they embraced the idols and the practices of their pagan neighbors.
他们背逆神，选择去敬拜他们邻邦人所拜的偶像。
And if you read the Old Testament prophets, you know that God sent prophet after prophet after prophet to turn their hearts back to God.
如果你对旧约熟悉的话，你会知道神赐下了一个又一个的先知，来让人的心意回转向他。
And warned again and again, by God's prophets to turn from their wicked ways, God's people refused.
但是神的选民一再拒绝神所差派的先知给他们的警戒，继续活在罪中。
And in 587 BC, the Babylonians under King Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem.
公元前587年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒攻占了耶路撒冷。
They killed the leaders and plundered the temple before burning it to the ground. They destroyed much of the city, including its walls, and took the cream of Jerusalem's citizens as captives to Babylon.
他们杀了耶路撒冷的人的领袖，也将圣殿抢劫一空，然后放火焚烧。他们毁坏了城，包括城墙，然后将那里的才子们俘虏到巴比伦。
And once in Babylon,These exiles that had been captured by Nebuchadnezzar,
在巴比伦那些被掳去的人
were accompanied by some false prophets.
他们周围都是假先知。
And these false prophets said, "Don't worry, the Babylonians will be destroyed, and you'll be going back to Jerusalem very soon."
那些假先知告诉他们说，哦，巴比伦马上就要灭亡，你们马上就可以再回耶路撒冷。
And these people in exile in Babylon wanted to hear what these false prophets were saying.
这些真的是那些被掳之人，他们想听见的好信息。
They hated every minute that they had to spend in Babylon.
他们对每一分钟被掳的生活都厌恶。
And we catch some of their feeling of despair in Psalm 137.
在诗篇137篇那里，我们可以感受他们一点他们的体会。
There we read, "Beside the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept as we thought of Jerusalem." Do you want to?Shall I just read the whole thing?
That's fine. 我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想锡恩，我们就哭了。
We put away our harps, hanging them on the branches of poplar trees.
我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上。
For our captors demanded a song from us.
因为在那里掳掠我们的，让我们为他们唱歌。
Our tormentors insisted on a joyful hymn.
掳掠我们的人，让我们为他作乐。
Sing us one of those songs of Jerusalem, they said.
说给我们唱一首关于耶路撒冷的歌吧。
But how can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a pagan land?
但是我们怎么能够在外邦中唱向耶和华神的歌呢？
How indeed? You can feel the people's despair as you read those words. You sense.How their hearts yearned, and they wanted to believe that they could go back to Jerusalem soon.
从这字里行间，我们看到人被掳之人他们的绝望，他们心中渴慕回到他们的应许之地。
But our text this evening comes from Jeremiah 29.
但是我们今天仔细要查考的经文是在耶利米书29章。
And the prophet Jeremiah was very unpopular.
你知道耶利米是一个不受欢迎的先知。
He contradicted the false prophecies of these seers.
他说的预言跟当时的假先知都是背调而驰的。
And in contrast, he said, "Not so fast, hold it."
他说不会那么快，慢慢过吧。
And this is what he wrote to them.
耶利米书二十九章是这样说。
This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all of the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem.
万军之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的，就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人，如此说。
Build homes and plan to stay.
你们要盖造房屋，住在其中。
Plant gardens and eat the food they produce.
栽种田园，吃其中所产的。
Marry and have children.
娶妻生子。
Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren.
使你们的女儿嫁人，儿子娶妻，可以生养儿女。
Multiply, do not dwindle away.
在那里生养众多，不致减少。
And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I have sent you into exile.
是，我说你， 我所使你们被掳的那城，你们要为那城求平安，也要为那城祷告耶和华。
And pray to the Lord for the city, for its welfare will determine your welfare.
因为那城的平安决定了你们的平安。
What is interesting is that God can bring beauty from ashes, but it takes time for rotting wood to burn down to nothing but ash.
有趣的是，神可以完全将残灰变为美景，但在这之前，朽木必须全部烧成灰。
The sins of the people against God had been so grievous for so long that they could not be eradicated overnight by some false prophets and the people's grief in this pagan land of Babylon.
人悖逆神的罪性极深，罪恶极大，这些都不是在一夕之间，因着他们在被掳之地的哀嚎，或是藉着假先知的教导，就可以全然根除掉的。
Meanwhile, God's instructions to the people, these exiles, through the prophet Jeremiah, was simple.
同时，神通过耶利米先知给人发的预言很简单。
You're going to be here for 70 years, he said.
你们在被掳之地要待70年。
So build houses and plant gardens.
所以建造房屋，建造田园。
Marry and have kids.
娶妻生子。
Then marry your children off and have grandchildren.
让你的孩子结婚，生出孙子来。
It's going to take that long, essentially two generations, to get this cancer of sin out of people's hearts and actions.
就是要必须用两代人的时间，才可以将这个罪、这个肿瘤从人身上除去。
So settle down.
所以安息乐业吧。
And while you're doing that, pray for your enemies.
同时为你的敌人祷告。
Because your prosperity is tied to their prosperity.
因为他们的兴盛决定了你们的兴盛。
Now, this was a heavy message for the exiles, but a necessary one.
对于被掳之民来说，这是一个沉重的信息，但是是一个必要的信息。
And it's in the Bible for us as well.
这也是记录在圣经里关乎我们的信息。
We may gloss over our wrong actions, thinking they are no big deal, but God sees all sin as a big deal.
我们或许为自己所犯的罪辩解，觉得无关紧要，但是神看所有的罪都是重罪。
We may expect God to act on our behalf more quickly than we deserve, because we pray and ask Him to do so.
我们或许觉得神会更快地实现我们自己的愿望，因为我们就是这样祷告的。
But God knows what it will take to get sinful thoughts and actions out of our system.
但是神也知道如何将我们里面的罪的心思和行动去除。
We may find ourselves in some kind of exile.
我们现在或许会发现我们自己处在某一种被掳的境界。
And we want immediate deliverance.
我们希望马上被救拔出来。
But God knows what we need to learn.
但是神知道在其中我们当学的功课。
And we need to ponder Jeremiah's warning to God's people 2,700 years ago.
我们要仔细思考耶利米先知对当时被掳之人所说的话。
But the situation was not hopeless.
但是并不是绝望了。
God's word for the people did not end with the reading that we've just had in Jeremiah 29.
神的话语不是在我们刚才读的这段经文就结束。
Jeremiah went on and said this.
耶利米继续说。
This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后。
But then I will come, God is speaking, I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again.
然后我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
耶和华说，
They are plans for good and not for disaster.
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
To give you a future and a hope.
是叫你们末后有指望。
In those days, when you pray, I will listen.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me.
你们若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
I will be found of you, said the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes.
耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚回来。
70 years is a long time to be in exile.
70年被掳是一个很长的时间。
Most of that first generation would die off.
第一批被掳的那代人都要死去。
It was their children and their grandchildren who would be allowed to return to Jerusalem.
是他们的儿子或者孙子才能够回到耶路撒冷。
These children had not known the pagan practices of Israel's neighbors that had brought this exile on them in the first place.
这些儿子代和孙子代没有被当时邻邦人敬拜偶像的习俗沾染。
These pagan practices included temple prostitution.
当时的敬拜假神包括在祭奠神的庙里行淫。
And sacrificing their children in the fires of Moloch.
将他们的儿子献给假神烧死。
But God would not leave these exiles in exile forever.
但是神不会让他的选民在被掳之地度过永远。
He promised to return them to Jerusalem.
他应许要把他们带回耶路撒冷。
God does not leave us in exile.
同样神也不会让我们在所处的各样觉得被掳境地一直在那里。
Whatever put us there, it's not our permanent future.
我们现在所处的状况也不是我们永远的结局。
God brings beauty from ashes, and in His great love for us, He will deliver us from exile, but in His own time.
神会将残灰变为美景，神也会因着他的爱带我们走出被掳之地，但是所有的一切都要照他的时间表进行。
Now we continue the history lesson.
好，我们继续讲历史。
It was the Babylonians who had conquered Israel and taken the Jews captive.
巴比伦国征服了以色列，掳去了犹太人。
But 50 years later, in 539 BC, the Persians under King Cyrus overthrew Babylon.
但是50年后的公元前539年。
And the new ruler then issued a decree inviting the Jews in his kingdom to return to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple.
塞鲁士统治的波斯帝国推翻了巴比伦，并下令让犹太人回耶路撒冷。
And with the rebuilt temple, their life as God's people could resume in worship.
他们也可以重修圣殿，恢复敬拜神的生活。
While Jeremiah gave us the context for the exile in his book,
耶利米给我们讲了当时被掳的状况。
We then pick up the story in the two books called Ezra and Nehemiah.
然后我们会在以斯拉记和尼希米记里继续他们回归的状况。
And here is where we see God bringing beauty from ashes as the first Jews returned from Babylon to begin rebuilding their city and their temple.
在这两本书里，我们就看到犹太人怎样从残灰里创造出美景。
I don't know how many of you like reading the Old Testament, but I do.
我不知道你们喜不喜欢看旧约，我很喜欢。
And I love the way the book of Ezra opens.
我喜欢以斯拉记一开始所几句话。
It starts with this decree from King Cyrus.
他是在波斯王塞鲁士的预兆这样讲。
Ezra 1:1 says,
以斯拉记第一章第一节这样说。
In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord fulfilled the prophecy he had given through Jeremiah. He stirred the heart of Cyrus to put this proclamation in writing and to send it throughout his kingdom.
波斯王塞鲁士元年，耶和华为要应验及耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王叶塞鲁士的心，使他下诏通告全国。
The Jews' exile would end.
犹太人被掳的日子将结束。
But Cyrus's decree would also introduce us to one of the major themes in the books of both Ezra and Nehemiah.
但是塞鲁士的诏令使我们进入以斯拉记和尼希米记中的一个主要主题。
And it's this, God works as we work.
这个主题就是神通过我们工作。
Cyrus was doing his work as king, seeking his own personal and institutional goals.
塞鲁士只是为了实现他和自己国家的梦想，做他当做的事。
But this decree was a result of God's work within him, advancing God's own purposes.
但是他所发射的预兆其实是在受神的指使，在替神做工。
So from the beginning of the book of Ezra, we sense that God is in control.
从以斯拉记一开始，我们就觉察到神仍在掌权。
Yet he chooses to work through human beings, even Gentile kings, to accomplish his purposes.
但是他竟然选择通过人的手，甚至是通过外邦王的手来完成他的计划。
Now, the first task that the Jews had when they returned to Jerusalem was to rebuild their temple so that they could worship again.
犹太人回到耶路撒冷地的第一件事就是修建圣殿，这样他们就可以重新敬拜神。
And only later, when the temple had been rebuilt, did Ezra go to Jerusalem to establish worship there.
当圣殿建造之后，以斯拉才回那里，讲告诉人如何去敬拜神。
God was at work through Cyrus.
神通过塞鲁士王在工作。
God was at work through the people building the temple.
神通过建造圣殿的人工作。
God was at work now through Ezra.
神也通过以斯拉工作。
And then we meet Nehemiah.
然后我们就看到了尼希米。
When Nehemiah, serving as cupbearer to the Persian king, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were still broken down more than half a century after the temple had been rebuilt.
尼希米作为波斯王的酒政，听说耶路撒冷的城墙在半个世纪都过了，还没有被重建起来。
He sat down and wept.
他坐下就哭了。
But he also made a plan to remedy the situation in Jerusalem.
所以他又有一个计划。
Once he got to the city, he secretly surveyed the rubble, then organized the people to clear and rebuild.
他到了耶路撒冷城，视察了当时的状况，然后组织人开始重建。
And when the local officials mocked his ambition, he responded,that the God of heaven will give us success.
当地的执政官来嘲笑他这个计划时，他说，我们在天上的神将要使我们成功。
But God would use Nehemiah's clever leadership and his organizational abilities in order to accomplish that purpose.
神要使用尼希米的领导才能和组织才能成就这件事。
Now, this is an interesting thing for me.
这件事对我来说很好，很有趣。
The fact that success came from the Lord did not mean that Nehemiah could sit back and sit on his hands.
神会让他们成功，并不是意味着说尼希米记现在就可以坐在那里等事情发生。
On the contrary, he had to start an arduous and demanding task.
相反，他要开始为这个计划付出行动。
He had to rouse the people and energize them to get busy on the building.
他要鼓励人，让人为这件事情开始付出努力。
Now, he could have said, just pray that the walls will be rebuilt.
哦，他会没有，或许没有说，哦，你们祷告吧，城墙自己就会建出来。
But would that have built the walls?
这样可能吗？
He had to rouse the people and get them busy building the walls.
他必须要激励这些人起来行动，建造城墙。
And they had many enemies.
他们有许多敌人。
They did not want the walls rebuilt. These enemies did not want the walls rebuilt.
这些敌人不愿意看到城墙被修起来。
And so we find Nehemiah saying this.
所以我们看到尼希米在这样说。
We pray to our God, one thing, and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat.
我们向神祷告，而且派了保守的保护军队来建造，让来抵挡这些攻击的敌人。
Do you see that it's not either or? Either pray or work?
你知道这不是或可以祷告，也可以工作。
It is both together.
是有祷告，也有工作。
And when enemies threaten the wall builders, he stationed more guards at key places.
当更多的敌人来挑战他们建造城墙的时候，他就放了更多的防军。
His opponents were formidable, and the people often lost heart for the task.
他的敌人很可怕的，他让这些建造城墙的人常常失去信心。
So he reminded them to remember the Lord who is great and awesome and fight for your brothers, your sons and daughters, your wives, and your homes.
所以尼希米对他们说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
And in verse 20 of chapter 4 in Nehemiah's book, he told the people again and again, our God will fight for you.
在尼希米记的四章二十节，他一再告诉周围的人，神会为你们征战。
Our God worked through the work of the people.
神的工作通过我们的工作在执行。
At times we may be tempted to become passive while waiting for God to act.
有时我们会因为等候神的行动而变得消极。
But Nehemiah's experience warns us that trusting God does not equate to sitting on our hands waiting for magical solutions for our difficulties.
但是尼希米的经历告诉我，信靠神并不代表一味的静坐不动，单单等候神迹出现，将我们的困难解除。
If you're unemployed, yes, God wants you to have a job.
如果你现在失业了，神一定让你去有工作的。
But to get that job, you have to write a resume.
但是要是找到那份工作，你必须得先写简历。
You have to conduct a search and apply for positions.
你要做研究，然后去申请工作。
You have to interview and maybe get rejected a dozen times.
你要去面试，然后被拒绝，或许拒绝十二次。
Everyone else has to go through that.
每个人都可能经历这些事情。
You work and God works through what you are doing.
我们努力工作，神通过我们手中的工在工作。
God wants you to have joy in your family.
神让我们在家庭中享受欢乐。
But you'll still have to set limits for your children.
但是你还是要为你的孩子立界限。
You still have to be available to them, whether it's inconvenient or not.
你还要自己能够在他们需要的时候出现。
You'll still cry with them when they have a scraped knee or a broken bone.
你然后让他们伤到自己或者伤到骨头的时候，你也要与他们一同哭泣。
And you will ask forgiveness when you're wrong and offer them forgiveness when they fail.
你要在自己做错事的时候请求儿女的原谅，也要原谅他们做错的事。
The task of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem was accomplished in only 52 days.
在尼希米的领导和组织下，重建城墙只花了52天时间。
Mainly through Nehemiah's leadership and organization.
主要归功于尼希米的领导和组织。
But he and the people knew that it was God who worked through them, using their gifts and labor to accomplish God's own purposes.
但是尼希米和所有的人都知道，是神在通过他们的手，用他们的才能在做工，以完成神自己的计划。
It's the same for us.
同样也对我们的状况适用。
Wherever we find ourselves, we know that God will not leave us in exile, but will work in us and through us as we move forward with whatever He has put into our hands to do.
无论我们现在所处的状况如何，我们都应该知道神不会撇下我们不管。相反，他会在我们里面做工，并通过我们的做工来带领我们向前。
So move forward. Because God specializes in bringing beauty from ashes, but he does it through our cooperation with him.
所以努力向前吧，因为神是将残灰变为美景的高手，但是我们必须首先要选择与他合作。
But part of being created in the image of God is that we have the power to choose our course of action. We can choose whether or not to work with God.
因为我们拥有神的形象，我们拥有了选择权，我们可以选择是否要与神同工。
God has brought you this far, and he will not abandon you.
神已经带你走到今日，他不会撇弃你。
But it is for you to choose the direction you will go.
但是你可以选择所向前的方向。
Choose well.
做一个正确的选择吧。
Choose what will last for eternity.
做一个有永恒价值和意义的选择吧。
Learn from Jeremiah and people in exile.
从尼希米和所有被掳之人的身上学到功课吧。
Learn from Ezra and Nehemiah and the way God worked through their work.
从尼希米和以斯拉身上学习神通过他们在做工。
But know that God will work with you.
但知道神会通过我们来做工。
God's power and God's love will assure you of God's work in your life.
神的能力和他的爱会保证我们经历。
It's well to choose for God.
我们能够经历到神，所以选择神吧。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God,We are so touched by the example of those who have stood for you in the face of evil.
主啊，我们这样被感动，就是你带领你自己的子民在邪恶的面前。
Here are those prophets who stood against their culture.
就是那些因为你的名与文化与当时的假神文化征战的人。
They stood against the lies of false prophets.
他们在假先知面前没有低下头。
They stood against the sins of the people.
他们在人的罪面前没有妥协。
And they stood against those who wanted them not to rebuild what had been broken down.
他们在敌人各种的骚扰下没有妥协，不建城墙。
But you were with them.
但是你一直与他们同在。
And you have promised that you would be with us.
你也应许一定会与我们同在。
So our Father,
所以父神啊,
whatever you have put into our hands to do,
无论你放在我们手中要我们做什么,
give us the strong confidence that you will work through the work of our hands.
给我们这样的信心，说你要通过我们的手做成你要做的事。
And we ask this not just for our own benefit.
我们不是这样祷告为自己的好处。
We also ask it for the benefit of those around us.
我们这样也为我们周遭的人来祷告。
Of our friends in this congregation.
为我们在这个会众聚集的人来祷告。
Of our colleagues in the workplace.
在我们工作的同事来祷告。
Of other citizens in our city.
在我们城市的别的居民来祷告。
God, this is part of your work.
这都是你的工作。
Help us to recognize that you work through our work.
让我们认识到你在通过我们工作。
And give us the grace and the courage to choose to go with you.
让我们有这样的恩典和能力来选择跟随你。
And we ask this for the sake of your kingdom.
我们为你的国度这样祷告。
In the name of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ.
在我们美好的主耶稣基督面前。
Amen.
奉他的名祷告。Amen.